local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
One day closer to the weekend. Happy Thursday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in as always and making us part of your drive home. Sky is clearing out a little bit. 66 degrees right now. We're going to have a lot of sunshine tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Much deserved after the storms that we had yesterday. And today, last hour, the National Weather Service confirming we did have a couple of tornadoes. Details on that in just a couple of moments. We'll start with today's top three stories. Number one, a very complicated legacy.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, we, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
O.J. Simpson dying at the age of 76 due to cancer, his family and lawyers confirming. And Simpson, of course, was one of the greatest football talents of his time, winning the Heisman Trophy in 1968. He was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 1985. And then one of the more visible former athletes, both in terms of covering the sport for NBC. He was Hertz spokesman and starred in a lot of movies as well. Of course, in 1994, held an infamy over the murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, of which he was acquitted. FBI is concerned about possible attacks in the U.S., inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, spoke before the House Appropriations Committee, saying that the FBI's most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from attacks similar to the recent attack at the Russian concert hall. And former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are going to be in Florida for a news conference tomorrow. Trump has repeatedly claimed the 2020 election was rigged, and reports say the news conference will focus on election integrity. And of course, Johnson fighting his own battles against House Republicans who blocked a FISA bill that he was backing as well. Those are our top three national stories today. Our top local headline is that the National Weather Service last hour confirming two tornadoes during yesterday's round of severe weather. Surveyors releasing preliminary findings that EF1 tornadoes were confirmed in the Bellevue and Pace areas. The Bellevue twister was slightly stronger with winds up to 110 miles an hour. The Pace storm topping out at around 105. Survey teams are continuing to assess damage around Escambia County, and final assessment will be released in the coming days. Well, it looks a lot better right now than it did 24 hours ago. Alan's got the forecast moving forward.
Skies will clear up during the overnight hours, and it will be cooling down. Low temperatures will run down in the 50s, mainly mid to low 50s. Friday looks beautiful with sunny skies and a high of about 75. Fantastic for the weekend as well, with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Austin, how are the roads looking, sir?
Well, we've had several spots of congestion so far this evening. That appears to still be the case now. We'll start with Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, or if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, we've got congestion in both of those areas there. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, you're going to have typical evening traffic causing you some grief in that area. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound coming from Brent Lane and approaching Olive Road, you're going to experience just some spurts of backups over there. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, that's if you're coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. Once again, that's typical evening traffic, going to cause you some backups in those areas. And then lastly, it's Caroline Street in a few places. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane, we've got some backups there. And if you continue to travel east past Dogwood Drive towards downtown Milton, it gets a little bit worse. But then, of course, we've got Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. So be on the lookout for that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs, Joe.
All right. Thank you. Continuing on with our local headlines today, a Milton man is accused of financially exploiting an elderly man who he had power of attorney over. The state attorney general's office says 37-year-old Ira Roberts is charged with second-degree felony exploitation of an elderly person. Investigators say the victim, an 82-year-old Escambia County resident. Roberts allegedly transferred over $40,000 to his own account between June of 2021 and December of 2022. The attorney general's office says he spent about $17,000 of that money on personal bills and purchases as well. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says they're not going to be filing charges against the student or parents involved in the gun turning up at C.A. Weiss Elementary School. Investigators say the student didn't know they had brought the firearm to the school, and Sheriff Simmons talking about how the firearm ended up there.
So we moved the investigation to how the child picked up the gun.
Okay.
And the investigation has revealed that there appears to have been some pretty decent safety measures taken, but the child still was able to get.
Yeah, so the student's father had accidentally left the pistol in his son's diaper bag when he dropped him off at school. The parent reportedly said they carry it there every day due to safety concerns about the neighborhood that they live in. No arrests have been made. The incident was reported to DCF by the on-duty SRO at the school as well. Also, Triumph Gulf Coast is providing a major boost to tourism efforts in Northwest Florida. The board is awarding grants totaling $10.5 million to visit Florida, which will be used exclusively by 8 Panhandle counties stretching from Escambia to Wakulla County.
$4.5 million for the next 3 years. So that is really an investment that will move the needle for Northwest Florida beaches. We have a lot in common along the coast, but each county is unique and has something different to offer.
Visit Pensacola's Darian Schaefer tells Channel 3 that the counties are pushing the slogan "Adventure Within Reach" with ad campaigns on social media and streaming services. Thanks to the funding, they'll look to expand into new markets as well. Escambia Sheriff's Office is hosting their second annual Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event. It'll be next weekend, Saturday, April 20th at Five Flags Speedway from 10 to 2. The event is free for the whole family. There's a car show, as the name suggests. Registration if you have a hot rod to show off, $25 the day of. Available food for purchase includes crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish, hamburgers, hot dogs, and sweet treats from Taste Buds. All proceeds go to the Sheriff's Office Foundation and their mission to support heroes and their community engagement efforts. And it'll take place rain or shine. 518, we'll take a break there. State and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, all of a sudden here, in the 5 o'clock hour, the sun has made an appearance.
Yeah.
Fewer clouds than we saw 24 hours ago. So that's great news. Bodes well for the weekend and a Friday. Bit cooler temperatures, though. It's 66 degrees right now. Going to be 53 overnight tonight. So I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, I got the hoodie on just for the occasion. And it's not even mine. It's my brother's, because I was like, hey, do you mind if I wear this? Because I didn't have anything like ready. I didn't expect it to be chillier.
Well, yes, that's because you don't do laundry.
Oh, come on. We do laundry. I still live with my family, so I say we. But we do laundry. But I was not prepared. I will own up to that.
Yeah. It's not like you hear the weather updates 20 times a day.
You're right. I don't. And until I'm here, I do not.
Well, that's just during the hours of 4 to 7. You do hear them 20 times a day.
Well, not me. I ain't paying attention to my phone.
All right. How are the roads looking?
Well, let's see. We'll start with Blue Angel Parkway. We were dealing with a lot of issues on there. If you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, we've still got some backups in that area. And the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel could be looking better as well. Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, has some backups developing. And Pine Forest Road still looking kind of rough, whether you be getting off of I-10 West or trying to get onto I-10 West there. So it's basically just the typical spots where we see severe backups. That's going to reach over to Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87. And Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard, or westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
Here's the weather update that Austin says he doesn't get.
It'll end up being clear during the overnight hours and a little bit cooler, with lows falling down into the 50s and mostly low 50s. Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 75. And looking ahead to the weekend, it looks wonderful with sunshine, highs in the upper 70s and lows in the 50s. Enjoy the nice weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Looking at our state news today, cancer researchers at FIU are celebrating a groundbreaking cancer breakthrough treatment.
We found drugs that are widely accessible, maybe not approved for that certain indication or that tumor type, but can be repurposed for a very resistant osteosarcoma patient.
It's Dr. Diana Azam. She says the new approach targets hard-to-treat reoccurring tumors by testing multiple drugs that may be approved for another type of cancer. She says the targeted treatment transforms cancer from a death sentence to a manageable chronic disease.
And the number of Floridians filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits is up for a second straight week. The U.S. Labor Department reports initial jobless filings came in at 6,250 for the week ending April 6th. That's nearly 850 more than the previous week. Meanwhile, on a national scale, 211,000 Americans sought benefits last week.
State Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried is blaming Republican leadership for the massive increases in property insurance and the highest inflation in the nation, three times the national average.
Democrats in the state of Florida have dropped the ball election after election on issue after issue. Democrats are going to be organized, we're going to be on message, and most importantly, we're going to talk about the issues that are really important to the people of this state.
Well, Fried says people can't afford their homes or rent, and that's on the governor. So shaping up to be an interesting November for sure. Looking at our national news today, sentencing is next after a jury rendered a guilty verdict in the Apple River stabbing death trial in Wisconsin. Nikolai Mu was accused of stabbing five people and killing a teenager in July of 2022 on the Apple River. Mu had claimed that the group was confrontational and he feared for his safety.
And the Biden administration is moving to close the so-called gun show loophole when it comes to background checks. Officials say the new federal rules will expand the definition of licensed firearm dealers and sharpen existing enforcement measures to ensure background screenings are carried out in more gun sale locations. The Justice Department estimates that there are around 23,000 unlicensed firearm dealers in the U.S. who will now be required to complete background checks when selling guns.
Speaking of firearms, the TSA says over 1,500 firearms have been intercepted at airports across the country so far this year. If the trend continues, it would be on track to be just slightly lower than last year's record-setting total. Also, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will have a separate trial from his wife Nadine in connection to his federal bribery charges.
A judge ruled that the senator's trial will start on May 6th. The trial of Nadine Menendez is being delayed tentatively until July due to her having a medical issue, which requires surgery and recovery time. Both denied charges, accusing them of allegedly accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for favors. Menendez is not running for re-election as a Democrat, but has not ruled out running as an independent. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
All right. And also the Prime Minister of Japan says his country will stand shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. as the world is at an inflection point. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida addressed a joint meeting of Congress today.
The world needs the United States to continue playing this pivotal role in the affairs of nations.
And also President Biden holding a meeting with leaders of Japan and the Philippines as he aims to strengthen ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. I think there was one more from Arizona. Did we do that one?
No, but I'll do
it
here.
Go ahead.
Arizona Republicans have blocked an attempt by state Democrats to cancel the law banning abortions in the state. In the State House Wednesday, Republican Representative Matt Gress joined Democrats in trying to bring a bill forward to stop the ban, with a motion in the Senate also denied. The Arizona Supreme Court is upholding the abortion ban, which dates back to the Civil War.
Recap of today's top three stories. Of course, the big story that you heard nationally throughout program today was O.J. Simpson dying of cancer at the age of 76, a very complicated legacy that he leaves. He was one of the greatest football players of his time, winning the Heisman Trophy in 1968. He's an NFL Hall of Famer, inducted in 1985, went on to have a very successful acting and announcing career. In addition to philanthropic efforts, he was kind of like Peyton Manning was, he is now. He's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Of course, in 1994, that all changed in infamy with the murders of his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, which he was acquitted of. The FBI is concerned about possible attacks in the U.S. inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, spoke before a House committee on that today. And former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson will be in the state tomorrow for a news conference, which will reportedly focus on election integrity. 5:30 right now, sports headlines, Masters leaderboard coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Some John Saucier, former football star O.J. Simpson, has died after a battle with cancer. His family announcing it on X, formerly known as Twitter. His success on the football field later overshadowed by a trial and controversial acquittal in the 1994 murders of his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
O.J. Simpson was 76. President Biden meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan and the President of the Philippines at the White House.
We're securing our semiconductor supply chain. From securing our semiconductor supply chain to expanding trusted telecommunications in the Philippines to building a clean energy workforce.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Not only is optimism fading regarding interest rate cuts by this summer, stubborn inflation now has some investors wondering if we might see the opposite, another rate increase. Inflation slowed substantially in 2023 as the Federal Reserve raised rates to nearly a quarter century high. But recent data show there hasn't been much improvement here in 2024, and that has some wondering if we might still need one more quarter point rate hike to help in the inflation fight. Amazon is adding artificial intelligence visionary Andrew Ng to its board of directors, a move that comes amid intense AI competition among startups and big technology companies. The e-commerce and tech giant said Ng, a managing director at Palo Alto, California-based AI fund, will replace a seat vacated by Judy McGrath, a former CEO of MTV. Strange day on Wall Street. Blue chips lagged, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index soared more than 270 points to earn a fresh closing high. The S&P 500 rose 38 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Scott Drew has passed on the Kentucky Wildcats and will stay as the head coach of the Baylor Bears. I don't expect Dan Hurley to leave UConn, so Kentucky's next target should be Billy Donovan. And if Donovan says no, then the Wildcats should be on the phone with Bruce Pearl and offer him the opportunity to jump jobs in the SEC from Auburn to Kentucky. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB. The action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own health insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good conversation with Austin Mount from the TPO about whether it's even possible or desirable to try to reduce traffic fatalities to zero, a thing that they call Vision Zero. Talked about traffic implications for Hurlburt and the impact on Mission if Highway 98's a mess. And Milton. Mike Cusack gets removed from the finance chair, and a citizen gets removed from the meeting because she wanted to talk about it. And the city manager scolds a couple of members of council. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
A voice that could make a Wolverine purr. You know what that's from? Of course you don't.
No, I don't. I bet I know the name of the film. You're what? What is it?
You're ridiculous.
No. You've never played Scrabble. Like, as I said, in the last hour, I'm uncultured, but you are right down there with me. We are equally ignorant.
Yeah, there's a very small percentage of things that I am proficient at, and same for you, and 99% of the other stuff out there we just completely missed the mark on. That was from Anchorman.
Oh, see, once again, I've heard of it. I know it has Will Ferrell, yeah, so on and so forth. Ron Burgundy.
We know.
Ron Burgundy, but never seen it.
We know.
Anyway, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Once again, it's just more congestion in some of these usual suspects here. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Burgess Road going to cause you some backup still. Same if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway. That's if you're traveling from Creighton Road closer to Olive. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West is going to cause you some trouble as well. A lot of the congestion we had on Blue Angel Parkway and Gulf Beach Highway is seemingly breaking up, luckily. But you're still going to have some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Skies will clear up during the overnight hours, and it will be cooling down. Low temperatures will run down in the 50s, mainly mid to low 50s. Friday looks beautiful with sunny skies and a high of about 75. Fantastic for the weekend as well, with sunshine and highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 539 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look here as we switch gears and talk sports for a few minutes here. The Masters, of course.
Right.
Round one is ongoing. TV coverage on ESPN. The leaderboard looks like this. Bryson DeChambeau is in the clubhouse with a 7-under par 65. Right behind him is Scottie Scheffler with a 6-under round. Danny Willett at 4-under. Max Homa is tied at 3-under. He's still on the course on hole number 8. So that's what the early leaderboard looks like right now. Tiger Woods also on the course. I don't see his score right now, but he's about to putt, so it may come up. But yes, Masters weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the year, especially the Sunday afternoon Masters nap, which is my favorite nap day of the year.
Man, but bigger than post-Thanksgiving lunch or dinner, right?
Well, that's also a really prime nap spot there.
That's elite, yes.
Watching the Cowboys game after you stuffed your face full of turkey and stuffing or dressing, as the locals call it.
Yeah.
That is another prime nap. But, yes, nothing beats the Sunday afternoon Masters nap. You go to church, you get a big lunch, and then you just come home. You sit in the recliner and watch golf and just pass out. It's nothing better than that. One day I will get to Augusta National one day. I don't know how it'll happen, but I'll get there.
At what age did you start this whole tradition of going, like, after church, watching the Masters and falling asleep in the recliner? Because it sounds like you're embracing your dad arc.
Yes.
Maybe granddad arc?
Yes. No, it definitely started before I was a dad, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just that far ahead of your time, huh?
Yeah.
An old soul, Joe Ford. That's here. Right. Let's see. Looking at some other stuff going on in sports tonight. TNT doubleheader in the NBA. Knicks at Celtics at 6:30, followed by Pelicans at Kings at 9. We typically give updates on what our relatively local MLB teams are doing. We got a score for the Braves today. Not great. Mets ran them off the field 16-4. So that's not very bueno there, as the Spanish would say. Another note here in the MLB, former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is facing federal charges related to his alleged theft of millions from the Dodgers star.
The evidence we've gathered over the past few weeks has demonstrated that in total, Mr. Mitsuhara stole over $16 million from Mr. Ohtani's account in order to pay for these illegal sports bets.
That's U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said that Ipe Mizuhara made unauthorized bank transfers from Ohtani's account from late 2021 to January of this year. Ohtani has been cleared of any wrongdoing. So that should shut down the conspiracy theories about how it was secretly Shohei all along.
It may or may not. I don't know. But, I'm surprised that the investigation made such quick work of this and cleared Ohtani, but I was watching some of the press conference and saw some reports there. I mean, Ohtani was like, look, you can have my phone, you can have my lab, you know, whatever technology I have, take it. You can do whatever forensic, all that.
That's a good sign.
I mean, it was pretty easy for, you know, according to the prosecutors there, it was pretty easy for them to pretty quickly rule out, no, this isn't Shohei, this is the other guy. And so, yeah, that's...
Wow. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that's probably one reason it took so quick. But the other one is the MLB wants this to be done quickly because he's the face of the league. They want this to be behind him as quickly as possible. In the NFL, the Browns have reworked running back Nick Chubb's contract to ensure his return to Cleveland for next season. Chubb's salary cap hit has been reduced by over $9 million, and he can earn up to $12.2 million next season based on performance levels that he was achieving before last year's season-ending knee injury that unfortunately was served by my Pittsburgh Steelers. College basketball notes here. Another Kentucky men's basketball hopeful has bowed out of the coaching hunt. ESPN reports that Baylor Scott Drew has turned down interest from the legendary program. Drew now joins a concerning list that already consists of UConn coach Dan Hurley, Alabama's Nate Oates, and Chicago Bulls' Billy Donovan as coaches who are allegedly not interested in the Wildcats' job. So tough.
Yeah, the name I'm seeing floating around more now is Auburn's Bruce Pearl.
Auburn, yeah. I mean, they had an unfortunate first-round exit, but it doesn't change the fact that they were a 4 seed, so good for them. But, yeah, we're working our way down the list rather fast there. In Iowa, this shouldn't be a surprise. It's just simply a matter of how quick they're doing it. They are already retiring Caitlin Clark's jersey already. Number 22, for those who are not aware. The Hawkeyes made the announcement yesterday after Clark became the all-time leading scorer in D1 basketball history and led the program to 2 national championship game appearances. So, yeah. Obviously, very well-deserved honor there.
Sure.
And lastly, here locally, the Flyers host Peoria for their playoff game tonight. The doors open at 6 o'clock and the puck drops at 7:05. As we said yesterday, if you do plan to attend the game tonight, wear white if at all possible. It's a whiteout game. It's not that great of a whiteout game if you're not wearing white, so
that's
be sure
exactly
to do that.
Yeah. Take your inspiration from Penn State. They nail it every single time.
Yes, that is the pinnacle of whiteout games. If you don't know what we're talking about, look it up and try to mimic that at the Bay Center tonight.
I would say the gold standard, but I would say the white standard of whiteouts is Penn State.
Yes, that's very fitting.
5:45, another traffic and weather update.
Yes, looking at the roads here. We're seeing some of this congestion die down a bit, but it is still present. That's on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards Olive Road. And Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards I-10. That's what you're going to see in Pensacola. Beyond that, Navarre Parkway still has a little bit of backups if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street still has some problems in 2 areas. That's if you're traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River.
It'll end up being clear during the overnight hours and a little bit cooler with lows falling down into the 50s and mostly low 50s. Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 75. And looking ahead to the weekend, it looks wonderful with sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, and lows in the 50s. Enjoy the nice weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
Instagram is taking steps to protect teens from nude photos. Meta says a new feature will detect photos containing nudity and automatically blur them when sent to users under 18. A warning screen will provide options to block the sender and report the photos too.
And a new study suggests that teenagers who spend too much on computers and video games may turn psychotic. A new paper published in JAMA Psychiatry says researchers studied over 1,200 participants who spent a lot of time online as teenagers and found they were up to 7% more likely than their peers to have a psychotic experience, such as delusions or hallucinations, all before the age of 23.
Wealthy buyers and healthy are pushing the price of real estate to new highs. According to a new report from Zillow, cash offers for homes have driven prices up 9% in a year. With interest rates hovering above 6%, monthly payments make it tough for traditional home buyers to close a deal.
And the FCC says that if Congress doesn't extend the Affordable Connectivity Program, millions of people will lose interest or internet service. Aaron Real reports.
The Affordable Connectivity Program is a pandemic-era benefit that provides monthly discounts on internet service to more than 23 million U.S. households, including seniors, veterans, and school children. When Congress created the program in 2021, it promised low-income households a discount of up to $30 a month on internet service, and it funded the program with a one-time infusion of $14 billion. Subscribers will now have to pay hundreds of dollars more per year to stay online or give up internet service entirely. The Biden administration has blamed congressional Republicans for standing in the way of legislation that could renew the ACP. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
As some pop culture notes, Margot Robbie is working on a Monopoly movie. Her company, I don't necessarily get that either. Her company, Lucky Chap, is producing a live-action feature film based on the board game. Hasbro is also on to produce it.
So she's doing a Barbie film and a Monopoly film. All right. So she's hitting all the childhood entertainment sections there. If you happen to be on the staff at a venue where Madonna's performing, here's a warning for you. She does not like air conditioning. That's controversial in itself. She actually stopped her Miami show over it because they kept it running. What's that about?
I don't know. Maybe it was just too cold, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Melrose Place is coming back with some of the original stars, Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga. The official synopsis paints a bleak picture for one of them, though, when it says, quote, when one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. The original ran on Fox from 1992 to 1999.
And Kendrick Lamar's new comedy with the South Park co-creators finally has a release date. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are teaming up with the rapper on the live-action picture set to open on July 4th, 2025. It will face competition for that weekend with a new Jurassic World also set to come out along with James Gunn's Superman right after that.
All right, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, a recap of all today's top stories coming up to close out hour number two next.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
At News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Sky is clearing out. Looks great out there right now. A little bit on the crisp side, 66 degrees. It's going to cool down even further, 53, and then warming back up for a beautiful weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temps approaching 80 degrees, mid to upper 70s, and overnight lows in the low to mid 50s. So it looks great there. More on that with Alan coming up in a moment. Final check of the roads here in a couple minutes. Last hour, we learned that Austin has never had Sky's Pizza before, and he's also never seen Anchorman. So a little bit jarring afternoon for me today.
You had never seen Back to the Future, and you've never played Scrabble. You sicken me.
You want what are you doing after the show? You want to go get Sky's today?
No,
I'm saying I'll go get you Sky's Pizza today.
No, you don't have to worry about that. I thought you were asking me to go get Sky's Pizza. I'm like, I'm not doing that. But no, you don't have to worry about it. I'll get it one day. I think I've had it in a professional capacity before, maybe once. If not, then no, I've never had it.
The offer is on the table for another hour and 7 minutes.
I will keep that in mind.
We'll go to Sky's. I'll go get you Sky's Pizza tonight if you want to eat Sky's Pizza.
I'll think about it.
All right. Let's get another check of the roads and weather. Final time this hour.
Well, let's see. It's not a lot going on, luckily. Typically at this time, we do see the congestion die down. Let's see. Pine Forest looking good. Blue Angel Parkway looking good. Gulf Beach Highway looking all right as well. Let's see. Navarre Parkway is really the main spot where you're going to have issues still. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we've still got some minor backups there. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
It'll end up being clear during the overnight hours and a little bit cooler with lows falling down into the 50s and mostly low 50s. Friday, beautiful and sunny with a high of 75. And looking ahead to the weekend, it looks wonderful with sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, and lows in the 50s. Enjoy the nice weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it. Austin, I know you were not alive during the O.J. Simpson trial, but you right. said you have been a learned doctor on the subject. So what was your reaction today when you heard that O.J. had died?
I think my mom texted it to me this morning, me and my brother both, and it was pretty surprising just because he's someone that I don't really think about, but he's obviously just a big name. You don't really expect to hear something like that, and I just know how problematic his legacy was, whether it be his accusations, the fact that he was acquitted. I mean,
or even everything else that came after that.
Yeah, because the stuff he actually did go to prison for. Yeah, right. And then you've got, you know, the car chase was during the NBA Finals. You've got the race relations that, you know, spawned from it. So It was a lot to take in. And you see those conversations being revived on social media.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you haven't heard the news, it's just been, you know, busy day today. O.J. Simpson did die of cancer at the age of 76 today. Also in our top three stories today, the FBI is concerned about possible attacks in the U.S. that have been inspired or are inspired by recent events in Russia and the Middle East. Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, spoke before a House committee saying that the FBI's most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from attacks similar to the one at the Russian concert hall. And tomorrow in Florida, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson will be holding a news conference that'll focus on election integrity. So that'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. Of course, House Speaker Johnson dealing with his own battles against Republicans who blocked a FISA bill that he was backing as well. Top local story here, if you haven't heard, of course, after the bout with severe weather yesterday, the National Weather Service releasing preliminary findings that show EF1 tornadoes touched down in Bellevue and Pace. The Bellevue twister slightly stronger with winds up to 110 miles an hour. The Pace storm topped out at around 105. No word yet on the specific track or how long they were on the ground. The survey teams are continuing to assess damage around Escambia County. They say a final assessment will be coming in the next few days. Wacky stories making the rounds today. A 56-year-old Florida man named Roger was in Long Island, New York on Monday when he got into a high-speed chase with the cops. They responded to a domestic incident after he allegedly went to his ex-wife's work and slashed her tires. He took off in a Chevy Malibu rental car, drove back and forth on a highway for about 40 minutes, hitting speeds of over 100 miles an hour, and eventually realized he had nowhere to go. So he apparently decided to Thelma and Louise it and drove off a 50-foot cliff. Police say he never hit the brakes or slowed down. He blew through a wood guardrail, ramped off a bluff, and went airborne. He just went sailing out there. You won't get that reference either. It's okay. I don't expect you to get that one.
Went sailing out there. That just sounds like any old saying.
He was sailing out there. He just went sailing out there.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But luckily for Roger, he is still with us. His car landed in the Long Island Sound in about 4 feet of water, and he survived. Officers dove in and pulled him out. He says he was sore, but he didn't have any serious injuries. Looks like the airbags probably saved him. That is from a movie that is in my top five all-time list. It is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
I think I've heard of it, but that is definitely one that I am like not familiar with at all.
It's okay. I like I said, I knew you wouldn't, but I know that there are people out there that will, including my dad and my wife and my family. So
Thelma and Louise, do you get that reference?
That I did not get.
Of course you didn't. Typical Joe. No, the movie ends with Thelma and Louise like driving their car under, and like police are chasing them. 'Tis the season, the OJ news today, but they like drive off a cliff. So that's what that's about.
Texter, did he have a suitcase buried under a big W? Good job out of you.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't get that either. Good news, really quick here. A guy in Maryland heard his local 7-Eleven sold two Powerball tickets worth $1 million each, and it turned out they both belonged to him. He bought two tickets with the same numbers by mistake and didn't realize it. He called his wife after he scanned the first one, and they both cried. Then he had to call her back and let her know they just won $1 million again. Yeah, that's cool.
A retired science teacher in Rochester, New York, in the news after 100 of his former students showed up to watch the eclipse with him. His name is Patrick. Starting in 1978, he would tell his students that he'd throw a big viewing party for the eclipse in 2024 and that they were all invited. So 100 people took him up on that. He made good on his promise, had glasses for everyone. The whole thing was catered as well. So awesome memory there. Glad that they were able to make that happen.